Well, my name's Melissa Cox, and I've served on the City Council for the Ward 2 area for 6 years now, and I am not from Gloucester, but I chose to live here, and I absolutely love it, and I love participating in our day-to-day aspects of the city.
Great. And you're involved in lots of things. You're part of the walk that they do in April, and a number of other. Your picture shows up everywhere. So you're involved in a number of activities around Gloucester. The Pride Stride is what I'm trying to think of. And tell us about some of the other things that you do besides wearing the hat of a city councilor.
Well, I have a full-time job, so I work for the town of Rockport and city councilor, of course, and president of Pride Stride. I joined probably 5 years ago and have been the president for the last 2 years, and I absolutely love it. I was just asked to be on the board of the First R, which is a group that does reading in our schools. So I'm excited to get geared up about that for this school year.
Great. Good. Now, what do you... You distinguish between a ward councilors, and this isn't written down anywhere, but the general sense is the ward councilors get all of the constituent kinds of issues that come up. If the catch basin needs to be cleaned out, if the street didn't get plowed well enough, that the trash didn't get picked, that the water pressure, those kind of issues. And councilors at large may not be as involved in that and maybe involved in other things. Is that your take on it? And what does this change of running for at large do for you in terms of the kinds of things that you would engage as a counselor?
So, little background on why I'm running at large. It wasn't a choice of, you know, moving from ward to at large. What originally happened was my cousin is a Commodore in the Navy, and she was originally supposed to take one last command of a ship, and she was going to be out for 2 years. So she asked my husband and I to take care of her daughter while she was doing this last command. Because it's fairly inconvenient to have a baby on board a battleship.
Yeah.
So we said yes, and with all things military, things changed, and so she actually took command of the Missile Defense Task Force out of Europe and now only has to be at sea for 6 weeks.
Ah.
So that's what happened. I announced early enough that I was not going to be running for Ward 2, that I was not going to be running at City Council at all because of my family commitment. And with her change, my change happened, and at the time, two people had already said that they were running for Ward 2, and out of respect and not wanting to disturb that balance, my next option was to run at large.
Well,
so that's what came about.
Well, and I think that's an important distinction to make, and good for you for taking the time to explain that to us. Social media is a phenomena that more and more elected officials are involved in, some on the end where you use it to help you get elected, but also we find to posting stuff to address the citizens, the citizenry or your constituency of Gloucester. I know that Kim Driscoll does it extensively in Salem. What's your take on that, and how valuable is it or has it been for you?
I think it's an extremely valuable tool, only because it's an immediate connection, and it allows people to go back and look at it if you need to. So if there's a snow ban and you forget what time it is, you know, having it posted by 9 city councilors and the administration and DPW and the police department, you know, it gives you different venues, and the friends that I'm friends with may not be friends with another councilor, you know, so it helps spread the word faster, and it gives you the ability to look back at things. I think it's great, but I think there's also that personal touch that people are used to getting as well. I still plan on going door-to-door to shake hands and introduce myself to people. I don't think social media should replace that kind of interaction at all during election time.
Great. Thank you. What do you see as the real issues in this coming election, whether you're running for mayor or city council? What are the things that folks are going to be talking about, do you think?
Well, I think the hot topic right now is definitely the retail marijuana. The last term, you know, we dealt with the medical marijuana. And now with this new thing that's happening and the laws are changing every single day, if not every single hour, you know, we're still trying to figure out what the state's trying to figure out so we can communicate to our constituents. And then I think the next biggest topic is going to be Fuller. You know, I thought for sure that was going to be before us in this city council, but looks like it's going to be in the next one.
The Fuller property.
Correct.
And what is? Can you give us an update? Where does that stand now? Other than the grass is 5 feet high, what if anything is happening there?
We don't know. That's just it. We thought that we were going to get it about 2 or 3 months ago, and we got an update, and then it stalled out, and we were not quite sure why, or I'm not quite sure why. I hope that it's the fact that the group purchasing it went back to the drawing board regarding the affordable housing, but again, there's been very little communication.
Okay. City councils... as a rule, I mean, in a strong mayoral form of government, and this isn't just Gloucester, it's Salem, it's Beverly, the mayor and the city council acts somewhat as a counterbalance, a check and balance to the chief executive officer running a city as an elected official. It can create some inherent tension. What do you think of that, and how do you think this city council has worked with the current mayor, and what, if any, changes would you make on either side of that?
I'm not going to speak for other city councilors. I have the ability to work with the administration quite well. We agree to disagree. We do it respectfully. We do it to each other's face. We don't do it behind each other's back. We don't do it through TV or newspapers. You know, it's the directness and the bluntness that her and I have come to work on that allows us to have a good working relationship and still be able to agree and still be able to get things done.
That's great, because, you know, there's a lot of, Tip O'Neill was Speaker of the House, and he wrote the book, A Man of the House. He talks about that, that when he came up through the House of Representatives in Washington, you could agree to disagree. And even though you could rip each other apart on the floor in a debate, you were still going to be playing cards and drinking with those people on Thursday night at the poker game. And everybody still got along. And you've seen ebbs and flows of that where that's not the case, both at the, you know, at the city, at the state, and the national level. So it's good that you have that relationship and rapport with the mayor.
I mean, it's extremely helpful in order to move things along. This isn't a contest between myself and the administration. It's how we can better communicate to help the citizens of Gloucester. And I can honestly say that I don't think every city councilor has that ability. And, you know, it's frustrating as a part of a body that some are deliberately trying to prevent things from moving forward in a constructive manner.
This our U.S. Constitution was built on the premise of compromise. Democracy, and Socrates wrote, democracy at its best comes from a contrast of opinions. Not everybody's going to view the world the way you do, or the way the mayor does, the way other city councils do. So everybody has to change, you know, a little bit or modify their position in order to, you know, do something for the common good. We have a few minutes left here, but what is the city's website is a great instrument to communicate to the public at large, it both people external to Gloucester. How reliant do you think that the public is on that, and what are some of the challenges that folks face, be it updating the data there or making it more user-friendly, or et cetera?
I've had several discussions with the IT department regarding this and what our capabilities are. I think over the last 2 years, we've moved forward a lot with agendas and posting of information and in a timely manner. So I do give kudos to Val Gilman. She did some research and found out some better ways to post and quicker, and it's great. The bottom line is our website is a little older. I think we need basically a whole new platform. But when that comes up, it's a budget item and it's a huge expense.
Yeah.
And I think we definitely need to pull the trigger on that sooner than later, because people go to the web more for information than they go anywhere else nowadays.
Great.
That being said, I do think we have a very good website for what the purpose is. And, if we could expand to more languages and less cumbersome search qualities, I know that when you go to find me and you want to email me, the email address is not written in there. It's a link to an email address.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work properly.
Yeah.
So most people end up then calling.